here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 9th of March, 2010. It's the birthday of David Pogue, born in Shaker Heights, Ohio, 1963, one of the best-selling authors of how-to guides ever. He's written several books in the For Dummies series, including the first guide to Mac computers, guides to opera and classical music and magic. And his novel Hard Drive was the New York Times Notable Book of the Year. And it's the birthday of Vita Sackville West, born in Knowle, England, 1892, born with a silver spoon in her mouth, grew up in a mansion with 365 rooms and 52 staircases. Started writing early. Before she turned 19, she'd written 8 novels. She was married at the age of 22 to Harold Nicholson, who became a diplomat. She had already had several love affairs with women, and when it turned out that Harold Nicholson was gay, it was not a problem. They made a companionable and happy marriage. One of Vita Sackville West's great romances was with the writer Virginia Woolf, and in January 1927 she wrote to Virginia Woolf, "I am reduced to a thing that wants Virginia. I just miss you in a quite simple, desperate, human way. I miss you even more than I could have believed, and I was prepared to miss you a good deal. So this letter is just really a squeal of pain. It is incredible how essential to me you have become. Oh, my dear, I can't be clever and standoffish with you. I love you too much for that. You have broken down my defenses, and I don't really resent it." Virginia Woolf wrote a novel based on her romance with Vita Sackville West called Orlando, a biography, about a transgender writer who lives for hundreds of years. Vita Sackville West kept a beautiful garden at her home. She was famous for it. And she went on to write a great many books of her own, including the novels Seducers in Ecuador, The Edwardians, All Passion Spent, and 30 Clock Strike the Hour. Here's a poem for today by Alison Joseph, Elegy for the Personal Letter. I miss the rumpled corners of correspondence, the ink blots and crossouts that show someone lives on the other end, a person whose hands make errors, leave traces. I miss fine stationery, its raised, elegant lettering prominent on creamy shades of ivory or pearl gray. I even miss hasty notes dashed off on notebook paper, edges ragged as their scribbled messages, can't much write now, thinking of you. When letters come now, they're formatted by some distant computer, addressed to occupant or to the family living at. Meager greetings at best, salutations made by committee. Among the glossy catalogs and one-time-only offers, the bills and invoices, letters arrive so rarely now that I drop all other mail to the floor when an envelope arrives and the handwriting is actual handwriting, the return address, somewhere I can locate on any map. So seldom is it that letters come that I stop everything else to identify the scrawl that has come this far, the twist and the whirl of the letters, the loops of the numerals. I open those envelopes first, forgetting the claim of any other mail, hoping for news I could not read in any other way but this. Elegy for the Personal Letter by Alison Joseph, from her collection My Father's Kites, published by Steel Toe Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.